So as we wait for people to drop in their questions and so on, I'll just kind of add a couple of thoughts. I'm not personally much of a Python developer, so I'm just curious as to your thoughts on using Emacs and kind of the development methodology you showed as a way to learn Python.
Yeah, I think Emacs is like perfect for it. If you're already like Emacs user and you have the like keyboard commands and everything uploaded in your brain, then learning Python shouldn't be too much of a too difficult, because there's a lot of good packages like that for Python. I'm using a thing called ELPy, which is really good for Python development. So you have this connection to a running like backend Jedi Python backend that will give you autocomplete and all some refactoring and things like that. So I think Emacs is like really good for Python development.
So what are some other, how long have you been using Emacs? Kind of a general question. Sorry if you covered this and I missed it.
Oh, no, I didn't. It's not that long, actually. It was, I think it was in, maybe it was 2019 or 2020. It's when I started to, I was really fortunate enough to join a team that had chosen to develop an app in Lisp, in Clojure.
Oh, cool.
And I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know Lisp at all, so it was like brand new. So I really had to struggling to learn it. But at the same time, I was looking for, okay, which editor should I pick to do this? And I was before that and like an IDE person. So I do use this big IDEs. And this time I figured maybe I should try something different. And I read this book about Clojure development, and the author was really into Emacs, and it was like Clojure is really good for Emacs is really good for Clojure development. So that's how I started. So I like learned, rewired my brain to learn all how Emacs works, as opposed to like the mainstream editors out there. So that's how I started. So like 5 years ago, maybe.
Cool. So did you, what were some other what editor were you primarily using before you?
Back then it was like, I think it was like Sublime Text and and also some IntelliJ, JetBrains, their tools. And before that, when I was in the Microsoft world, so it's like Microsoft toolings basically. So I moved towards open source tooling and also open source development.
Very cool. So I see we've got a couple people that have joined on the BBB here with us for the live question. You're welcome to just throw your question into this chat, or if you've got a microphone connected, you're welcome to come off mute and throw a question in that way as well. You can join on libra.chat IRC. You can join /emacsconf-dev, and we would happily take your questions there. Meanwhile, I've got a question coming in on the pad right now, so take that next. I'll just read it out. I don't quite see how your setup works with IPython. Sorry if you already answered this. Do you have your Emacs connect to the IPython kernel over XMPP socket that IPython sets up?
Oh, good question. So what I've done is I have two different connections. Like if I'm going to do this regular day-to-day Python work without when I want to evaluate code without thinking about the external connection, then I just use IPython, and I have my I'm using the LP Python package that you can set up which of the REPLs you want to start when you evaluate code. So that's IPython. But in the second part of the talk, where I connect to an externally running app, then I have set up the same configuration, but to start Jupyter, the Jupyter console instead. And when I start it up, it's going to, it's a, like a dialogue that will ask for running the ID of a running kernel. Because if you start a kernel, if you start something in a kernel, you will get this unique ID so you can connect to it. So that's kind of the difference. So I have two different ways of starting up the Python REPL. So either IPython, which I do like for most of my daily work, or if I want this connection to our running app, I'm using the Jupyter console, basically.
Have you explored OrgBabel at all? Can you talk about your approach compared to the Babel workflow?
Oh, interesting. No, I haven't actually. I haven't done that, but I think it's similar to Jupyter notebooks. So you can do some interactive. You can run Python there, but I haven't. I have too little knowledge about it to elaborate on that. Sorry.
Very good. All right. I'm just going to peek over to the other chats and make sure I'm not missing questions. Sorry, I got a lot of screens. Little dance here. All right. And I do see a few people in the chat. I'll just say again, if you joined us on the BBB, you're more than welcome to jump in with your questions or put questions into the chat here. I'm not a big Python person, so I can't get into the really interesting questions that are probably more relevant. Just because a lot of it's kind of over my head. Have you seen the Miramo.io notebooks? These use standard Python.
Oh, yes, I haven't tried it myself, but I've seen it. It's I think it's a very interesting approach that probably will solve a lot of these things with interactive development in general. But because I think it's basically Python files and not the not this other file format that you have for the regular notebook setup. So I have that in my list of things to try out in future. But it looks really, really cool.
Awesome. I'm hesitant to just ask you really boilerplate questions. I hate, you get an expert, a souffle chef, and you ask about, making pasta or some other sort of.
No, go ahead. I'll gladly ask any questions.
So just generally about Emacs as a coding developer, what are the features that you tend to lean on more heavily? Completion, or what have you? Oh, maybe I could put it better as: what have you spent more time configuring for Emacs to facilitate development?
Yes, initially it was basically taking away some of the some of the UI features, basically disabling it, but fairly quickly for both Clojure development, where I was using Cider, which is like a really good tool, and for Python, when I quickly found ELP, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but you get so much good things from these tools. So what I've done additionally is like theme and maybe having this developer like sort of this environment that is without disturbance, so I like really like the code to like have the full have my full attention. So I rarely have more, maybe I have like a tree view sometimes, but mostly it's the window or the buffer where I have my code, and I've minimized the running REPL buffer, so sometimes it's I'm hiding it, but it's still active. So basically, that's how I've configured, spent my configuration, like doing that. And also lately, trying out some LLM tools. So I have, I think I have two running, two packages that I'm using actively today. And my favorite is a tool called Ekka, which is LLM chat assistant, which is really good. The developer is also an Emacs enthusiast.
Cool. So are you the type of person that tends to work with like a master build or build your own Emacs? Are you using the system packages? What's your approach to just get Emacs up and off the ground for yourself?
Oh, I'm not there yet with doing my own builds. So I'm using currently I'm on macOS. I'm installing Emacs through Brew, basically Homebrew. Mm-hmm. And I've yet so much Emacs things to learn, because I'm not even using org yet. So I'm like exploring this editor. So I feel like I'm very much a beginner. I'm not using Emacs to its full like potential yet. So I'm counting on that. I will be more and more using Emacs for more and more different tasks, basically.
And I'm just seeing a comment. Ed Stallthrout says thank you for publishing your configuration and offers a link.
Oh, great. Yes, okay. Those things that I showed in my talk, I haven't made any, I haven't packaged it yet, but everything is on my GitHub, and I've tried to separate each like feature in separate Lisp files. So it should be, I hope that it's fairly straightforward to understand how it's set up.
Very good. Let me just scroll down, make sure I'm not missing questions here. Okay, I think those are the questions that we have. We can take a couple more minutes if you're open to that, just for people to consider. I know we're coming up on the lunch hour, so it may be that people are jogging off to get some food.
Yeah. In Sweden, it's dinner time. It's like 6 p.m. soon.
Yeah, that fits. So are you involved with local Emacs meetups? I know that your part of the world has a really brisk community, you know, a lot going on. I'm always seeing in Sasha's Emacs news all of the different meetups and so on. I'm curious if you're plugged into local community there at all, or...
No, I haven't, not in any like community. I haven't done that yet, but we're friends that I've gotten to know through work and through like open source work that also use Emacs. We talk and share our configs basically on a regular basis, because we are at least in the Python community, we're like a minority. Like other editors are like the standards, but and at work I'm sharing what I'm doing, just like my talk here, to my fellow coworkers that are not on Emacs, but I hope to get their interest up. So
so many of us Emacs users are Emacs evangelists.
Yeah.
it's the Emacs, the Venn diagram of Emacs user and Emacs evangelist is a circle, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, David, I super appreciate your talk, and thank you so much also for, I'm sorry, I saw another question here. Let me cover that. Can you repeat the name of the LLM that you specifically mentioned there?
Oh, it's a tool called Ekka, E-C-A. It's basically a server and clients, and it's not only Emacs. If you are, has support for other editors, but I think the primary support is for, at least the developer who does it is an Emacs user, and so So it's like Emacs first, basically. And his name is Eric Dallow. He's like a great developer in the Clojure community. He has done some LSP work in the Clojure world too.
What was the last name? What was Eric's last
Eric
name?
Eric Dallow, Dallo. Yeah. So I think that's a great tool, but I also use another tool that for some reason I forgot to have this like interactive way of, because Eka is going to, I think they are going to, are developing that feature too, but I have another LLM that has support for requests and callbacks, basically. So if you can do something programmatically. So that's how I've solved my LLM thing, where I select some Python variables and tell the LLM to populate it with some fake data, so I can send that to the repo. But for some reason I forgot the name of it. I can look it up. Just give me 1 minute, so I will. Oh yeah, GPTL. That's the name of the other tool, which is also a good tool. But Eka is more like a chat companion, and it can also, you can tell it to write code and things like that. But I mostly use it for reviews and research, and like asking it questions, because I want to, I don't have a problem in typing code. I don't think that slows me down, but maybe getting some quick feedback on the actual work that I'm doing. That's what I'm using LLM for, too, basically, mostly today.
That really hits for me. I don't mind typing either. I think somehow having things be so simple, and in many cases just automated, Emacs just does the right thing. It makes me hungry to type. I want to type more. It feels like every keystroke does a little more. Speaking of evangelism, thank you, Papa, for the question. I'm just going to peek one more time through, and I don't see a backlog. There are a couple more comments here, linking to ECA Emacs and GPTEL. Comment also saying very cool setup. So I suppose I'll hand it over to you if you have kind of final thoughts or additional wisdoms you want to share. I really appreciate your taking the time to prepare this presentation, especially to do the live Q&A with us.
Thank you. And I haven't anything more than that. I will, of course, I will continue like have evolving my setup, because there's like new tools and maybe new ideas also coming up. And my what I'm aiming for in Python development is the great developer experience of what's it called, Lisp programming, basically. So that's what I'm aiming at for Python too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.